This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, poor Nancy Pelosi. She's been fighting a lot with her far left socialist extremist squad members because they have been braying for blood, howling for blood, primarily over the issue of impeaching our president. She tried to tell the far leftists in her camp, trying to bat off their yipping and yapping, it is just not worth it. What the wizened old grand dame of the Democrats feared was a replay of 1998, the Republican bid to impeach Bill Clinton, which left that party out on its ear. She knew that it would be the same for Democrats, and the latter would lose big. She knew that. And for that, she fought those far leftists from low turnout, solid blue districts who were too young to remember that lesson and too arrogant to learn it. It's pretty obvious she's ruining this turn of affairs, given that what she expected is exactly what's happening now. Here's an observation of a Washington Post reporter describing the sentiment now on the left side of the aisle. I think what we're starting to see, is when the impeachment inquiry was first announced and Democrats started to do these depositions, a lot of people were asking, can Nancy Pelosi peel off any Republicans? Bade asked. But I increasingly think the question is becoming, does Nancy Pelosi lose more Democrats? Because Republicans have really unified behind the president, and although two Democrats voted against the impeachment inquiry rules that they voted on a couple of weeks ago, we are hearing behind the scenes that there are moderates getting cold feet. And it comes back to those ads and people being afraid of being punished for voting to impeach the president. Seems like Peggy Noonan's neat declaration that the Democrats have proven that Trump is guilty. The case has been clearly made. Impeachment is a done deal. Everything is clear. It's not such a done deal, after all. And the Democrats are the ones now on the defensive. And Nancy Pelosi is actually losing Democrats, which has got to be painful right there. She, after all, she's known as a politician. She's known for being able to flex that political muscle, that muscle power, enforcing all Democrats to get into line, as she did with Obamacare back in 2010. Even top squad member Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told interviewers early in her congressional tenure that she was scared of Pelosi's political muscle. I don't think that lasted very long, though. I don't know. What do you think? What seems to have really happened is that the deep state's CIA arm got together with Representative Adam Schiff, an older, wilier squad-like leftist, promised him and Pelosi results from a host of Ukraine accusations, gave her a list of angry ex-Trumpers who'd sealed the deal through testimony, and then set off the impeachment inquiry in the secretive Capitol basement to prove their case to Pelosi. After a host of selective media leaks that made the case seem airtight, Pelosi caved, ignoring every inch of her lifetime's political wisdom based on the promise from them that they had the goods. And they didn't. They didn't have the goods. It reminds me of Juan Guaido's promise to the U.S. that he had the Venezuelan military ready to defect, or Ahmad Chalabi's promise to then-President Bush that the Iraqis would flock to democracy once the U.S. troops liberated Iraq. Really big promises. Lots of wishful thinking. Really bad predictions. Nightmare result. And this impeachment fiasco has approximately the same kind of look, which is premised on something that not only was wrong, but the left, the other side, stronger. And the polls, even though I don't pay too much attention to them, but everybody, a lot of people do, and they make their life on these things. The polls are showing growing strength for Trump among voters. And very few minds have changed in the wake of the Schiff show. Black voters are flocking to President Trump so that the numbers are so big that Anna Navarro got on CNN the other day and said that there's no way that poll is correct. There's no way those, no, zero, absolutely. And I hope you guys keep on believing that. I do. Roger, even Roger Simon wrote a piece about this stuff. I mean, I don't like anything he writes, but this time he did. Wisconsin voters moving sharply toward Trump in the primary. Now political rock star Selena Zito is reporting that swing voters are moving hard toward Trump. And this is all bad news for Pelosi. This is the nightmare situation that she knew would happen, that she hoped wouldn't happen. And today, the Democrats don't even have a strategy. They're so befuddled by how things have not turned out the way they wanted them to turn out. And all the brave talk about getting this over by the end of the year, that's evaporated. Today, impeachment is the only narrative Democrats have, even as the border goes unguarded, medical costs need attention, an important free trade deal with Canada and Mexico needs ratification, the budget needs attention, all they have is impeachment. Here's where it gets even more nightmarish. Pelosi's now talking about extending the whole impeachment matter to the lost horizon of no idea when it will end, a possibly implicit admission that she expects Trump to be reelected, and herself to keep it at even into his second term. And bottom line, there's not going to be any closure at all. Not a great election pitch. The irony here is that Guaido and the Guaido and Hallaby stuff were the work of faulty intelligence and forecast by the CIA. And this impeachment effort is the same kind of faulty intelligence and forecast, coincidentally, by the CIA, the very same people who blundered earlier in Iraq and Venezuela. Sort of sounds like the same people, doesn't it? So it sort of looks like Pelosi was as vulnerable to their nonsense as the previous Republican presidents were. And it really makes me wonder about where they get their information and how much of it they're actually manufacturing. It makes me wonder if some of these things, especially the Guaido thing, everybody wanted us to go and write Venezuela. A lot of Venezuelans definitely wanted us to. And we didn't. Because somehow or other, Trump has known, and maybe it was from some early meeting when he's coming into office or something, but whatever it is, he understands and gets that the intelligence arm of the government, specifically the deep state CIA, the FBI, parts of the DOJ, NSA, some of these other alphabet agencies, he gets that they are either one, full of misinformation, or two, full of schiff. And they can't get it right. But for Pelosi, now she's living the result. She gets to live the result now as the head of the ship, if you will, the Democratic ship, as Speaker of the House, third in line. And right now where she's at is about as nice as life in Fallujah after sundown. I would try to feel sorry for her if I did not detest her so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. police or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever wondered how many news stories you don't hear or see in the media?
There are many news stories that are squandered by CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, even Fox News.
I mean, if you look at the news, as much as I look at the news, I'm always looking at the news for something that nobody's talking about. And unfortunately, I can't find it in the news. Now, the narrative-driven media have been being too busy as they try to topple the Trump administration and undo the 2016 election. So while all of this invented drama of the impeachment hearings has been clogging up the 24-hour news cycle, there was a comprehensive study that we talked about right here, published by the U.S. Secret Service, about rampage killings in schools. And it never saw the light of day in the mainstream media. Now, if you heard about it here, that's great. But nobody else did. And the reason nobody heard about this study is because of the inconvenient truths that were discovered for the gun control advocates. Specifically, how to reduce and prevent rampage killings in schools, rampage shootings in schools. What is not surprising is that the study found that the most students who committed these deadly shootings had a history of disciplinary trouble. Their behavior disturbed others, but was never reported. It also determined that school shootings are not sudden, impulsive acts where a student gets disgruntled, and the majority of these incidents are predictable and preventable. So, in other words, the system was blinking red and little was done about it. And the conclusion says that schools may need to think differently about school discipline and intervention. Now, why does this matter? Well, let's go back to 2011, when Barack Obama and his Department of Education were on a socially engineered crusade to artificially manage and manufacture public school safety through race politics. Recall that they launched their supportive school discipline initiative that was championed as a national model for discipline reform. And yet, this misguided intervention into local school policy is why the Department of Education should be shut down. Through forced compliance to receive federal funding, this junk science kept many miscreants in the school instead of finding an alternative placement system somewhere else and an effective tracking system. And schools also followed by revising their laws to reduce suspensions and expulsions. This was a high-minded, one-size-fits-all leftist policy. Like most other leftist policies, it didn't take into account the potential unintended consequence of their nit-witted idea. And instead, it got students unnecessarily hurt, killed, and left countless communities traumatized in the aftermath of mass school slaughters because they were worried about the civil rights of disruptive students. They had, however, no concern for students who had a civil right to go to school and learn without being mowed down in a classroom. Obama and his Department of Education ignored the real-life experiences of teachers and school administrators who knew that keeping a student who should be expelled or at least suspended from school for extremely outrageous behavior was not a novel concept, but a dangerous one. Like the teacher in a North Carolina school who said that the daily fights, concealed weapons, and assaults on faculty were ignored simply to reduce the number of incidents reported. Or the father of a student killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School in Parkland, Florida, who called these policies cancerous and that these lenient PC policies led to the non-reporting of potential school killers. Maybe like Stoneman Douglas shooter Nicholas Cruz. Cruz had a history that was completely ignored because of the Obama-era policy that allowed him to fly off the radar screen and go completely unmonitored. He was referred to what was called the Promise Program in middle school for his repeated threatening behavior. But there is no record of him receiving any services. This program mirrored his forced lenient compliance requirement
on school discipline in order to receive federal funding. Trump decided to look into this after the Parkland school shooting on the effect of the Obama-era lax school discipline policy. And they found, among other things, a recurring narrative that teachers in the classroom and students in hallways were afraid that students who had a history of antisocial or violent behavior were left unchecked. Enter Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, December of 2018. She rescinded the dangerous Obama-era policy on lenient school discipline requirements. And that was a good start, but it was just a start. It's the beginning of a rollback. And the problem is that reversing policy takes time to take root. And this leftist policy of schools will have administrators continuing on this path. That's how human behavior works. Not to mention the leftist nature of local public school officials. And it's going to take more rampage killings in schools before the public demands tactics and policies that actually work. Which means this started it all, this made it all happen this way. And the left is really big on amassing government databases on private citizens' information like gun ownership. They support gun registration lists with public access to these records. They support red flag laws that allow for the confiscation. You know how they work. But when it comes to protection of kids in schools, they're worried about their civil rights. They're afraid that school records on discipline could follow a student and may end them up in the criminal justice system, which is where somebody like Cruz belonged. If you want to know how to keep kids in schools safe, here's how. You have at least a state database of disruptive students, a red flag system, so that when these troublemakers move on to other schools, law enforcement and the new school can find out who they are getting. They need to return to a zero tolerance policy on student disruptive behavior and a return to using arrest, suspension, and expulsion for behavior control, at least in extreme cases. When they hear about a best practice, they should run in the other direction at schools, definitely. That's nothing more than a leftist social engineering crazy idea. And very much, at the very least, they got to keep the U.S. Department of Education out of the business of ordering school policy. The safety and of students and the faculty is absolutely worth it. But all of these rampage killings since 2011, all these rampage shootings in schools since 2011, in a few ways, they may have been socially engineered by the Department of Education, starting with Obama. And I think it was Arnie Duncan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As over a million people prepare to celebrate New Year's Eve in New York City in and around Times Square, police officers are patrolling the area, and former FBI agent Bob Strang says there's a lot that goes into preparing the city for such a big celebration.
It's not just tonight, right? It's every night during the year. It is the intelligence that all the security in the private sector and government build up for a night like this. Imagine, you know, the ball dropping, millions of people right here in Midtown, millions of people around the world watching. This is one of the biggest events in security because this is where all the eyes are at midnight.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Baghdad and its people inside are secure for now. Hundreds of angry protesters chanting death to America broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad in response to American airstrikes on an Iranian-based militia in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Remember this. Remember, I'm the one that says it. Getting out there and having a hero in any political movement, having somebody that everybody looks up to and everything, you're always going to open yourself up to have your hopes crushed. You know, everything's going to be hard for you to deal with. Such as, and I honestly believe this guy's been paid. I believe this guy's been paid. And I'm talking about Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. He continues to descend into the foolishness. And he's done it with a series of TV appearances where this former New York Superior Court judge adopts the Adam Schiff interpretation of the Constitution, where you're not allowed to confront your accuser, where being a fact witness does not require you to recuse yourself from running a kangaroo court impeachment inquiry, and where hearsay and presumption determine you are guilty until proven innocent. I mean, do you understand how dangerous it is for a judge to think this way? In the face of public hearings in which Schiff unloaded his clown car of hearsay witnesses who made every presumption about Trump except for the presumption of innocence, Napolitano
warmly embraced Schiff's fables, telling Reason's Nick Gillespie that there was more than enough, and he uses the word very loosely, evidence, to justify three or four articles of impeachment against President Trump. Napolitano said the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have unearthed enough evidence, in my opinion, to justify about three or four articles of impeachment against the president. We have to start this conversation by underscoring the fact that impeachment is not legal, it is political. It is only constitutional base. Its only constitutional base is treason, bribery, or other hard crimes and misdemeanors. He continues. Here's what I think the Democrats will want, Nick. Here's what I think they will advance. One is bribery. Technical definition of bribery is the failure to perform an official duty until a thing of value comes your way. And they will argue that the president's failure to disperse funds that the Congress ordered to be dispersed until the recipient of the funds agreed to investigate a potential political opponent is an act of bribery. That is enough, in my opinion, to make it over the threshold of impeachable offenses. I don't think it's enough to convict of bribery, but it's enough to allege for the purpose of impeachment. The second charge will be high crimes and misdemeanors, election law violation. Third crime will be obstruction of justice. The fourth will be interference with the witness. And the fifth, maybe, lying under oath. He added, the evidence of his impeachable behavior at this point, in my view, is overwhelming. Yet, Napolitano, just like Schiff, presents none of this evidence. He ignores a verified transcript of the July 25 phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the testimony of the two participants that there was no pressure, no quid pro quo, and that aid was not withheld, only delayed, a delay the Ukrainians did not know about until a month later. How do you bribe somebody when they don't know that they're being bribed? Did you ever notice that the invasion of eastern Ukraine and the annexation of the Ukraine occurred during the Obama-Biden administration without a peep from either after Obama had promised the Russians more flexibility after his re-election? Did you notice it was Obama who withheld lethal aid and that it was Trump who supplied Ukraine with Javelin anti-tank missiles after his election without precondition? Aid that was delayed for a mere 55 days while Trump assessed the new Ukrainian regime as well as the commitment of our allies. No meetings, no investigations, or anything else conditioned on this aid. Trump did not fail to disperse any funds. But then, Napolitano got on his Fox Nation show, The Liberty File, and he blamed Trump for virtually everything from original sin to the common cold, saying impeachment was more than justified, and the Democrats were right in saying he was undermining the Constitution and the rule of law. He said, he questioned if President Trump was unfit to serve in the White House. He said, in nearly 3 years in office, Trump has spent federal dollars not authorized by Congress, separated families and incarcerated children at the Texas-Mexico border, in defiance of federal court order, pulled 1,000 American troops out of Syria, ignoring a commitment to allies and facilitating war against civilians there, and sent 2,000 American troops to Saudi Arabia without a congressional authorization or declaration of war. He continued. He has also criminally obstructed a Department of Justice investigation of himself, but escaped prosecution because of the intercession of an attorney general more loyal to him than to the Constitution. The Constitution! All of this is an Adam Schiff-like fable. And all of this is what Napolitano has been peddling these days, unchallenged by virtually anybody at Fox News. Perhaps Tucker Carlson does it. Joe DiGenova, who is one of his guests, does it too. When he appears as a Fox News guest contributor, he appears alone. He never appears with Greg Jarrett, another Fox News legal analyst, or Fox News contributor Joe DiGenova, who said that Napolitano's persistent anti-Trump analysis was foolish, are on Tucker Carlson's show. And that it's been noted that while he appears regularly on the Fox and Friends morning show, he's invisible on the primetime opinion shows hosted by Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. And many of his commentaries appear online, taped on the plaza outside of Fox's Manhattan headquarters. He's more likely not to be challenged by the likes of Steve Doocy than a Sean Hannity. He has been challenged by Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, with whom Napolitano also does not appear. In an appearance on Fox News Media Buzz, on June 2nd, 2019, Dershowitz essentially challenges Napolitano to a debate on Trump's guilt or innocence, and he has not accepted. Now, that would be fair and balanced. But once again, he'd have to present evidence. Everybody keeps talking about the evidence. Schiff was out there saying, I have clear evidence. I have conclusive evidence. Never showed the evidence. He just talked about the evidence. But here's the problem. If you're going to bring a proceeding against somebody, and this is the thing. The House is supposed to be legislating. And for the last three years, we've had Schiff, Nadler, and the squad going after Trump. Accomplishing nothing. They've accomplished nothing. They've moved nothing. They've advanced nothing. And now we got this Yahoo. And there's a reason I'm talking about all of these things that the media does and doesn't do, and we're going to get to that in the next segment. But this is a object lesson, if you will, of how malfeasant the media is and how unworthy they are of your attention. Watching these doofuses on TV, they're just telling you what they want you to hear, or they're telling you what they want you to believe. And in some cases, like in the case of Don Lemon, I'm not even sure what he does. I mean, maybe he should only be on during the New Year's Eve show so he can get some piercings and maybe a tattoo and some other stuff. I don't know. I saw him the other day where he said that any of us that support Trump at this point are mental. Yeah. Yeah. Sure thing. Whatever you say, Don. But all of this, we're coming to the point. Next segment, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, this is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of the Reformation line, Providence, Salus, the militia line. It just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Right now, in no large and no small part due to media, guns are being demonized. Anybody that isn't a member of one of the diehard pro-gun factions is entertaining the idea of gun control. Because we're told right now that we're in the midst of an epidemic of violence. Guns are just jumping up out of shelves and killing people wholesale. Presidential candidates claiming that guns kill more people than anything else. And worse, though, people buy it. And, you know, violent crime is actually down. For the last year that we actually had figures for, 2018, it's down. Yet people think it's worse. Now, I can see how this happens. Crimes that were common simply couldn't be reported on because it's impossible to cover them all. When they become less common, it's possible to report on them, and the perception becomes that the problem is worse rather than better. And I've argued that's part of what happens, but I'm not going to let the media off the hook because they've gone out of their way to fail to inform the public of the reality of not just crime, but also gun-related you get what I'm saying. So we have this. Mass shootings may grab headlines, but suicides are by far the leading category of gun death in America. But most Americans don't know this, according to a new national poll from APM Research Lab, Call to Mind, and Guns and America. Experts say this misperception is handcuffing suicide prevention effort. Poll asked more than 1,000 Americans what they think is leading cause of gun death. 33% of respondents chose homicide outside of mass shootings, while 25% thought that mass shootings caused the most gun deaths. Only 23% correctly identified suicide as the leading cause. The remaining respondents chose accidental shootings or said they didn't know, which that should have been obviously the answer for everybody. except for the ones that chose suicide. So, in other words, the media spent so much time and effort prattling on about rampage killings and pushing those as a major problem that people have a skewed perspective of whether or not they're a real problem. A third of the population apparently believes that most people shot and killed are murdered in rampage killings. But really, truly, only a small handful are, as the report goes on to note. In reality, fully 60% of gun deaths in the U.S. every year are suicides. Horrific as they are, mass shootings represent a tiny fraction of gun deaths in America. They account for a few hundred deaths every year as compared to an average of roughly 19,000 gun suicide deaths. There were 23,854 suicides by firearm in 2017, according to the CDC. And even with a murder rate well above other developed nations, gun homicides, which account for roughly 12,000 deaths per year in the U.S., are a distant second compared to suicide. So while they're out there pushing gun control, and this is sort of like what I was discussing as far as with school policy, we were so worried about the optics of school policy and the civil rights of the malcontent students that the students, they were actually there to learn, were neglected. And that was on the best days. On the bad days, they were shot. Here we have suicide, which is something that some think is preventable. I don't know. I've had the unfortunate happenstance of knowing two people recently since 2017 that have killed themselves. But it's actually a mental health issue that needs to be addressed from that angle. And trying to interfere with gun rights because someone might commit suicide is stupid because, in part, because it's not the only way to commit suicide, but also in part because it completely ignores the suffering a suicidal person is going through. A suicidal person, when they finally decide to do what they're going to do, they have a moment of peace before they do it. It is an aberration to think this people I know had a moment of peace before they killed themselves. The media focuses on the tool and not the human being who's dealing with the internal torment. And when it's a rampage killer, like, say, Nicholas Cruz or any of these other yahoos that do this kind of thing, then they focus once again on the tool and forget to remember that Nicholas Cruz could have been stopped. He was also preventable. Yet the media remained focused on things like mass shootings and murders and has willfully ignored the reality of most so-called gun death being people that take their own lives. This is the man bites dog story once again. I mean, I've talked about this before. That whole premise goes in a bunch of different ways. One thing it does is they ignore everything that happens in the inner city. The media ignores everything that happens in the inner city. And the only time they mention anything about what's happening in the inner city is if they can tie, like, with Baltimore, they tried to tie the death of Elijah Cummings to what President Trump said about Baltimore. And could have, you know, that this was his district. Baltimore was in his district. And while he was representing Baltimore, Baltimore became, in part, what it is today. Which, it is better to be in an internment camp on the border, on the Mexican-U.S. border, than it is to live in Baltimore. That's pathetic. And this is a willful decision the media has made, this concentrating on tools instead of what's going on with the people that do these things. And because of that, the American public is woefully misinformed about just how most people are shot and killed and how they end up that way. Now, part of this could be incompetence. Yes, it could. But it is done with a malicious intent because this information is out here. All of these statistics are out here. All these people that know the anecdotal and the factual and the statistics and all the other things, that's all out there. So all they have to do is go look for it. So I believe they're incompetent in that they write about things that they, like they are some sort of an authority on it, but they are very malicious about it. Now, for the fake stream media, I realize that you guys think that you are the opinion shapers of the United States. But just like when I was talking about the schools, you guys don't report. You just go after the things that work for your narrative, for your agenda. And you can't imagine how successful you would be if you would just simply report to us. Just tell us what's going on. I don't need to know some of this other nonsense. I don't need to know any of this other, all of these other things. I simply need to know the news. And you could do that. It's a voluntary thing. And yet, for some reason, every one of you that's in a position of being noticed, for some reason, all of you seem to be of one mind. And it's the wrong mind. Coming up next, since this is a short week, we're gonna go to Planet Rick right now and talk with Rick Ector in the next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.